All right, so I'm here with Eric Esquivel at Phoenix Comic Con. All right, cool. So, Eric, you are a Tucson local artist.
I am.
And you're up here in the Valley of the Sun.
Fancy.
What I like to call one of the gateways to hell.
I like that.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah, well, I've lived in Tucson for over a decade. I'm originally from Illinois, but I moved here my sophomore year of high school. And I love it. There's a great comic book community in Tucson. A lot of great stores. I was the marketing guy for Heroes and Villains for a while, but I'm now just a freelance author, and it's really exciting. I work for a couple companies. I work for Boom Studios. They're the guys who do like the Peanuts comics and Garfield and whatnot.
Okay.
I do a book called Freelancers for them. Freelancers. It's sort of like a Deadpool meets Tank Girl kind of thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's two girls who grew up in a kung fu orphanage, and now they're bounty hunters in L.A. So it's very much like a Kill Bill kind of aesthetic. Girls with swords. Fighting gangsters.
Very nice.
Yeah, very, very kind of like an 80s action movie fun stuff, yeah. And I also do a book called Wicked West for BDI, which is a steampunk Wizard of Oz kind of deal.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to do that. And my next book is called In Crowd, coming out next month. It's a teen superhero book with BDI.
Now, so when you talk about books, are these more like graphic novels that you're doing?
They're comics. They're monthly comics that are eventually they're collected as graphic novels, but initially they're just monthly comics.
Okay. So how long have you been doing this?
11 years. I started in when I was a kid, self-publishing.
So you started in the Midwest and then came back here and honed your skills?
Tucson was the first time I actually did stuff. 2003, I put out a book called Horrible Little People. Which was a graphic novel.
That sounds like fun.
It's a cool little like romance book about being an awkward teenager, trying to relate to girls. It's very Scott Pilgrim-y. It's like a surreal romance.
So all the stuff you were going through 10
years
ago.
Exactly. It's trying to process it by writing it down. And like, this is weird and awful. Is it weird and awful for you too? We're trying to like reach out and talk to people that way.
Yeah.
Communicating through comics, really.
Now, you said earlier you're a writer.
I am.
Do you do the art as well?
I don't.
So who does your illustrations?
All different guys. I'm really blessed to have a bunch of cool artists. Josh Covey is the guy who draws Freelancers.
Oh, you don't have multiple artists doing one line or?
Oh no! Usually every book has kind of one artist.
Okay.
Yeah. CB Zane is doing the In Crowd. Really excited about. But yeah, all different artists. Sometimes more than one per book too, which is exciting.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Different styles.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, what do you see? And obviously, you know, coming to Comic-Con is great exposure for in Phoenix. It's great exposure for you.
Yeah.
Do you participate down in Tucson?
I do, yeah. Tucson Con's always a blast.
Yeah.
I have a signing at Charlie's Comics on June 19th.
Oh, great.
For the In Crowd number one, which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we love Charlie.
Charlie's great. And I do a lot of signings at Heroes and Villains as well. Yeah, it's a great town. There's so many comic fans in Tucson that it's excellent.
Okay,
yeah.
So beyond yourself,
yeah.
Who do you think is probably one of the better comic book artists and writers in Tucson?
I won't pick favorites. It's a really cool crew.
Do not say Henry Barajas.
Why would I?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that guy. Yeah, it's a really good scene there, both for creators and for fans. So I'm proud to live there.
Yeah, you know, we've seen a lot of great artists in Tucson. So what do you see in the future for Tucson comic books?
Yeah, it's fun just watching everyone kind of grow. We all kind of started up around the same, like just Xeroxing comics at Kinko's, like making stuff in our mom's basement.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the people I've talked to are generally the same age group.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool generational thing, I think.
Yeah.
It's fun. Now, I'm writing for Boom Studios, which is a bigger company. They're based in L.A. They have a movie coming out with Marky Mark in a few months called Two Guns.
I love how you still call him Marky Mark. The way he should always be called Marky Mark.
In my heart and on my calendar in my office, he'll always be Marky Mark. And I work for BDI, too. It's a Chicago company.
Yeah.
And the guy who drew my first two superhero books lived in Spain. So it's fun having like Tucson interact with the world community through comics.
You know, I have friends who did a book. She wrote it in Tucson, but the artist was from Russia and lived somewhere in the U.S. But it, based with technology,
yeah.
You can write anywhere, draw anywhere, and collaborate with anyone across the world.
It's pretty great. Yeah, Andres Rabia, who he drew my books Blackest Terror and Thor Unkillable Thunder Christ. He drew both of those. He's a guy who lives in Spain, and he heard me do three podcasts in a row.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Oh, this guy's an American author. America, that's all just he's like Walt Disney." Like, yeah, I'll contact him and do a book list with him. And I met him that way. So it's a lot of fun.
Great. Yeah. Great. So the title you just said, Thor, the Unkillable...
Thunder Christ. Yeah, yeah.
Now, is that still out?
It is. I have copies on the table here. I can actually show you.
Is this a single issue? Or
yeah,
is
it's a one
series?
Shot.
It's a, okay.
I did a thing for Moonstone where it's a series of one shots using public domain characters. So superheroes from the 30s or like mythological gods in public domain.
Right.
I kind of revamped them in my style and told the story again through my perspective. And that was one I did with Thor about the nature of faith and the role that religion has in like the modern reality and role models. And his whole take is that he sees the Jesus myth and he sees it just as a guy who's conceded to evil, like he was crucified.
Right.
He doesn't see the symbolism in that. So he's like, well, I have a hammer. I can fight your enemies. This guy was nailed to a cross. That's kind of boring. I'll actually fight them. And he thinks that that's more valuable. So it's a discussion on that and whether violence is more a better solution or like, yeah, it's really fun. It's every idea I have about faith wrapped around in superhero books. So it's, now, yeah, not
so,
preachy.
So, well, I was just going to ask that question because there are some writers here who really have an agenda. I mean, they have a social conscience and and have there's issues that they see, there's injustices.
Yeah.
How do you perceive yourself or want yourself to be perceived as a writer and an artist?
Sure, that's a good question. Yeah, well, I think you know, everyone makes comics because the writers want to will their vision of the world into being. You know, you want to take what you think the world should be and be very controlling and make that and show people what that could be.
Right.
Like, here's an example of how we can live. Like, I love Star Trek. I'm a huge Trek nerd.
Right.
So it's this perfect utopia. And it's this thing where it's like, we can get here if we try. And here's incentive to, like, stop being a dick and start working together. And here's what the future could be. So I do books like Blackest Terror, which is, the pitch for it is, what if Malcolm X were Batman? he's this guy who fights the real bigots in our world, like homophobes and racists and ageists and like every like kind of bigoty bully that ever picked on me in high school, essentially.
Right.
He's a villain. He doesn't fight giant robots. He fights those real evils that we have in the world. And I do books like that, and Thor's about like the same kind of deal, just inspiring folks to believe in something. The way that Gene Roddenberry inspired me as a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm just happy to be working in comics. It's great. Thanks for listening. You can find me online at ememecomics.com.
Do you have a personal website? Or?
Yeah, that's it. It's EME, my initials, comics.com.
Okay. Yeah, Eric M. Esquivel.
Yeah. So thanks.
Sure, sweet. Thanks for the interview.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, good.